This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
But it always turns into a train wreck of some wild west craziness. Paul Joseph Watts is about to take over. We're talking to DJ Amy and Bob. Let's go ahead and talk to DJ in New York. Friends is a hospital administrator. Got a lot of medical workers calling earlier, but what's your view on COVID-19? Go ahead.
Well, whatever you want to call it or whatever you want to say it is, I had it. I caught it on a subway car in February when most people didn't realize how fast it was coming here. And I got in the car, and I smelled the dead bacteria in the air, and the door closed behind me, and I knew I was stuck, and I knew by the next week I'd be feeling something, and I did. And let me tell you something. That thing filled up my lungs just about to the top. I had to sleep upright for 2 weeks. And truthfully, if I didn't have my silver bullet with me, I think I would have been in more trouble. I took silver bullet every day, and I took some powdered vitamin C and a drug called naproxen, an anti-inflammatory drug that I have that took down the swelling. And my body was naturally able to drain off the water, but I lost.
I was about to say, they don't want people to know that it's anti-inflammatories that have been beating it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely made all the difference in the world.
So you went through this. How evil is it that they know all this and don't tell people?
Well, it's even more evil than that from what I know from a friend who is he works in a hospital. He's an administrator at one of the top respiratory hospitals in the East Coast. We just put it that way. And the stuff that he told me that's been going on, and he's an electronics specialist, don't think for a minute that 5G doesn't have something to do with the kill rate in all these areas where it's more developed. Okay, because it definitely does. I want to say something before you got to move on to Paul. I want to get a lot of intel out in a few seconds here, a few minutes. First of all of the respirator, ventilators, they're all operated by Wi-Fi. And they all have that Chinese chip that can be remotely controlled. Well, my friend came into the hospital one morning, and the nurses were all upset. Somebody had died. Maybe more than one person, and the ventilators went a little kilter overnight, and they started going up higher than they were supposed to. So this is something that people need to know about, aside from all the other horror stories that people are coming forward about. And, you know, the 5G is a whole lot of stuff. We know that. And the medical field and this disaster that's going on is just one of them. And just a side note, as far as Max, I love Max Kaiser. I didn't mind waiting a while to listen to him. But all that stuff that he's talking about, which he wouldn't get into, is it's all controlled by blockchain, which is going to be working with the 5G and the Internet of Things. When do you know when to get out of that? That's the issue. Because you're not going to be able to get your money once they make all kinds of Mark of the Beast requirements. You'll be stuck if you didn't get your money out. So there's a problem. Go to Anthony Patch and look what he has to say about blockchain, a Christian truther. Okay, so, Alex, I came to the Lord in the 80s. I felt like I was in the wilderness until you came on the scene. You were a breath of fresh air. And just so you understand, I worked in Intel, delivering Intel to NYPD for over 30 years. I could do a whole show with you. Okay, so the thing is this. What's going on now having to do with all this demonic activity, I got an awareness in the Tompkins Square Park riot, and then I shared that with Mike Taibbi, which I ended up on this $1 million catamaran with him one day, went out sailing and told him about what was going on in my neighborhood. If you want to look at what Antifa looked like in the 1980s, just go to the video clips called A Cult of Rage on YouTube. I'm responsible for that being there. I tipped off Mike. And
let me get your name and number. You sound super interesting. Let's get DJ on as a guest. And I'm sorry to Amy, and I'm sorry to Bob. Call me back tomorrow. Paul Watson is about to take over, and we've got to get him on what he has to say. But get Amy and Bob's number, guys. Call him back tomorrow. We're going to take their calls. And let's get DJ on as a guest. All right, Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Fan.video. Please spread the links. We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Oh, I've been waiting expectantly for our 2 minutes of hate. There was supposed to be a nationwide Boo for Boris event at 8 p.m. tonight in the United Kingdom. It's now 6 minutes past 8 p.m. Looking out the window, didn't hear a peep. So the nationwide boo for Boris, the Orwellian 2 minutes of hate directed against our Prime Minister, for what reason I'll get into here in a second, did not come off. It wasn't even trending on Twitter at the time. And as you can see from that tweet, it fell flat on its arse, as we say here in the United Kingdom. Unlike the clap for the NHS event, which has achieved such religiosity and cult-like status that it happens vehemently every Thursday at 8 p.m. without fail, but now even the founder of that applaud the NHS, applaud the health workers movement is saying that it's become too politicized, too cringe, I would say, and now that is set to end with the last mass communist style applause for government healthcare this Thursday at 8 p.m. I'm sure some people will be taking part in that, but from what I heard, in an area which is controlled by a Labour council, so you expect there to be a lot of Labour voters here taking part in Boo for Boris, didn't hear a single one. What a failure. What's it all about? Well, there's a headline here out of Sputnik, and this has been going on for nearly a week. People aren't angry about the fact that we've got thousands of boat migrants just showing up on the south coast of England, being given a taxi service by our government, being handed over by the French Navy to the British Navy to invade our country, then let out into the general population, I'm sure, once their totally legitimate asylum claims are processed. Of course, some of those migrants were threatening to kill their own children if they weren't let into the country, but these people only want the best life for their children. That's why they're trying to get here. They don't care about that. They don't care about the fact that the lockdown, which was imposed by Boris Johnson, and you think that the lefties, the Labour voters, would oppose him on this. The lockdown itself, no. They want the lockdown to go on forever. They want it to be more strict. You would think that that would be a good standpoint for them to express their opposition to Boris Johnson, of course, leader of the Conservative Party. But no, they're angry about something else. There's a headline out of Sputnik. Shame on you. Protesters meet Dominic Cummings with chants in front of his home in London. And for the past 4 or 5 days, vicious, hateful left-wing protesters have been outside Dominic Cummings' home in London. Dominic Cummings is a senior advisor and aide to Prime Minister Boris Johnson here in the UK. Just by coincidence, he was also basically the mastermind of the Brexit campaign, the Vote Leave campaign. So do they hate him for what he did, or do they hate him for the fact that he was instrumental in taking the United Kingdom out of the European Union? Well, what did he do? Well, back in March, when Dominic Cummings and his wife both got ill at roughly the same time, his wife had potential coronavirus symptoms, Dominic Cummings had all the classic symptoms of coronavirus, and he's somebody who you would expect to be at risk from getting it, because, of course, he works within government. Boris Johnson himself got it. So they both fell ill. He was concerned about needing urgent childcare to look after his four-year-old son in case he, his wife, or both of them were in hospital and ill with coronavirus. So they claim he broke the lockdown law to travel 500 miles north to Durham in the north of England to visit his parents. Turned out he wasn't visiting his parents. He was urgently arranging childcare for his four-year-old son to hand him over to his parents while he isolated in a cottage, a separate building that was on the property of his parents up north in Durham. Again, sounds like a dastardly cardinal sin, doesn't it? For the past 5 years, 5 days, 5 days in the UK, the media has been baying for his blood, demanding his resignation. Hateful left-wing protesters have been outside his front door the past 4 days. Oh, and by the way, these social distancing regulations that the media is apparently so concerned about don't seem to apply to the media itself. Michael Heaver tweeted earlier today, and it's on my timeline, I retweeted it, after answering questions at a lengthy press conference, media still ignoring social distancing rules with police now required outside Cummings' house. Disgusting. So the same social distancing rules that the entire country is supposedly irate at Dominic Cummings for disobeying are not being obeyed by the throngs of journalists who are packed tightly together, none of them obeying social distancing rules as they clamor outside his house, harassing him along with the left-wing protesters. And for the past 2 days here in the UK on Twitter, media scum or hashtag scum media has been trending because, again, these people have completely jettisoned any pretense of impartiality and they've been, again, weaponized as political tools to try and get Dominic Cummings fired because he was the mastermind of Brexit. This is all about Brexit, make no mistake about it. It's not about a car journey 2 months ago. By the way, the architect of the lockdown itself, of course, we covered this story a couple of weeks ago, Professor Ferguson, whose model the entire policy of the country was based on, not just the UK, other countries as well, he said 500,000 people would die of coronavirus. This is a guy who's every previous prediction, whether it be on SARS, foot and mouth disease, or a number of others, was spectacularly wrong. We believed him. We locked down the entire country. Now we're going to face the consequences of that. This guy, he didn't travel to a different part of England breaking the lockdown to find urgent care for his child. He broke the lockdown to have sex with a married woman. That was in the media for about 24 hours. The outrage in comparison to this outrage over Dominic Cummings was minimal. We had another politician, Ian Blackford, who travelled from Westminster up to Scotland to visit his family. The exact same charge that they levelled against Dominic Cummings, even though it later turned out that's not what he was doing anyway. He was giving his toddler over to his parents so they could care for him. This guy, Ian Blackford, did the same thing but worse. And then 2 days later, he's tweeting at Dominic Cummings, I'm afraid this sums it up, one rule for them and another for the rest of us. He did the exact same thing. The media said nothing. Why? Because he's in the SNP, which is the left-wing party in Scotland. They call it the Nationalist Party. It's everything but it is far left. So Professor Lockdown can break the lockdown law to shag a married woman, having an affair. This MP from Scotland can break the lockdown to visit his parents, but they're both left-wingers, so it doesn't matter. Somebody on the right does it. The media's camped out his house for a week. He's getting shouted at by his own neighbors. They're driving vans past with giant TV screens playing the family members of crying coronavirus victims, but they don't care about any of that. They only care about Brexit, and in fact, it's now come out that while Dominic Cummings was ill, while he was almost certainly about to maybe have to go into hospital, there came up an attempt to delay Brexit even further, and he was the one who shot it down. So thank God that that happened. That's the real reason that they were angry about it. Mark Antero on Twitter tweets about this. The
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. We're broadcasting worldwide. I am driving back to the office right now. The only time I could get in to see a dentist was today at this time, and it took a little bit longer, so I am driving in to the office right now, and I should be in there by about 15 after or so. We, again, are going to have Eddie Bravo and Sam Tripoli in studio and going to have a big debate about science and about the nature of reality coming up. We also have some other special guests on today. And I'm going to have some special guests visit towards the end of the show that I'm not going to announce until that happens. And some big surprises. We're obviously going to get into the new fake scandal with Ukraine, which Trump has a total right to contact foreign leaders and find out about traitors in our government. This whistleblower is all fake. Didn't even have first-hand knowledge of it. The big story is Trump's being spied on. That's why we got to continue to support President Trump under the unprecedented attack he's under. But that doesn't mean we're in a cult. And, you know, support him on things that we don't agree with or aren't unconstitutional. That said, InfoWars is literally the pro-America, anti-globalist beacon of truth. And our reporters and our crew and the guests we have on and the callers we have so many times end up breaking the news before anybody else does. And it scares the hell out of me because people ask, what scares me? What scares me is not winning and letting these globalists win. And that so many times it's InfoWars or my reporters or our crew that get the interview or get the video that changes the whole paradigm and absolutely exposes what's going on. My main mission is to become obsolete and then still just promote Americana and be regular news reporters. But we are hardcore folks that take the bull by the horns, that hit the barbed wire, and deliver over and over and over and over again. And so I just, again, want to tell the listeners that without your support, we're spreading the word, without your prayer, we're going to be taking off the air the next, I don't know, I can push this another 15, 16 months. But there's no way to go half speed. There's no way to just have layoffs.
Civil service coup to keep the EU.
We go 110% of the election.
So Mark said
and
we'll
hope
try
that we'll get the funds in to go after that.
Stopped him. There's also an article here out of Breitbart. Farage, Remainers want Cummings out as an excuse to delay Brexit, because all along the line, Cummings has steadfastly held his position when it comes to refusing to extend that deadline when it comes to Brexit. Of course, we had that big event back on January 31st where we left the EU, or at least entered into the stages of pulling out of the EU, the transition period, as it were. They want to extend the transition period because they still think they can cancel it. After 4 years, they still think they can cancel it. Just as you in the United States have had a four-year war on democracy with people trying to unseat Donald Trump, they've been trying to reverse the democratic will of the British people when it comes to Brexit for the past 4 years. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage has said that Remainers want the Prime Minister's advisor Dominic Cummings fired in order to have an excuse to extend the transition period. He said, it is clear that there are many, not all, but many in the Remain camp, particularly, who would like to see the back of him if think Cummings going now may well aid them in getting us to extend beyond the end of this year. Now, you look at the polls. RT reports Boris Johnson's approval rating plummets by 20 points after refusing to sack Cummings for lockdown breaches. Again, it's all political. And then you can contrast it with this story up on Summit News. Now, bear in mind, I was just talking about Cummings' neighbours, where he lives in North London, protesters who turned up outside his house, where his wife and kids are, with placards, viciously, hatefully screaming at him every single day. Then we contrast it with this headline. Leftist Guardian writer tweets desire to physically attack Conservative MP in front of his children. A leftist podcaster who writes for The Guardian, which is of course the big left-wing newspaper in Britain, has tweeted his desire to physically attack a Conservative MP in front of his children. Yes, it's not enough to violently assault somebody. Their kids have to be watching These are the tolerant people. These are the nice people. Hashtag be kind. These are the people who whine all day about bullying, harassment, and hate when they prove time and time again to be the most hateful people on the planet. Andy Dawson, who writes for major left-wing newspapers, The Guardian and The Mirror, was responding to a tweet by Sarah Vine, wife of Michael Gove MP. So Michael Gove MP, again, a Conservative Party MP, goes on the media this morning to defend Dominic Cummings. His wife tweets this in regard to the protests against Cummings outside his house. As someone who has been followed and insulted in the street in front of my own children, I would say that this is a classic example of what happens when a Twitter mob spills into real life. Terrifying and disproportionate. Because, of course, the Twitter cancellation mob outrage brigades don't just exist online, they now exist in real life. We saw another example, in fact multiple, with Rees-Mogg, another Conservative MP, who again was confronted by these snarling leftist hate mobs outside his house in front of his children, to the point where they were cussing at Rees-Mogg and his children, insulting their father as they almost cried in front of the media. The media had nothing much to say about that. So he responded to the wife of Michael Gove MP, who was defending Cummings. And this is what he said. He's deleted his account now, by the way, because he couldn't face the backlash. He said, quote, "Hey you, I see your C-word of a husband is lying through his effing teeth all over the TV this morning. I'd pay hard cash to chase the effer down the street and boot him in the balls. And definitely in front of your kids, because they need to know what a rank S-house their dad is." Again, so much for the tolerant left. So this guy, who is a big leftist, was responding to the wife of a Conservative MP by saying, "I want to beat you up in the street and I want your kids to watch it. Send tweet." He thought that was a good idea. Dawson locked down his Twitter account soon after he started receiving backlash for the tweet. Chris Tomlinson of Breitbart tweeted, "Verified leftist Andy Dawson, a writer for The Guardian, The Daily Mirror, not only advocates for political violence, i.e. terrorism against a sitting cabinet minister, he's willing to finance it as well. Exactly what democracy is left in the UK." As I write in the article, it also highlights the two-tier system operated by social media giants like Twitter, which routinely bans conservatives for their opinions, allows clear threats of violence, even against elected members of parliament, to go unpunished. As I spoke about a couple of weeks ago on this show, after Rand Paul went up against Dr. Fauci in what was not even really a cantankerous confrontation, it was merely Rand Paul asking him a question and questioning why he should be the supreme authority on coronavirus. On Twitter, within an hour, there were people saying, "I'm hashtag Rand Paul's neighbor." They were talking about Rand Paul's neighbor, celebrating Rand Paul's neighbor. Rand Paul's neighbor violently attacked Rand Paul from behind, leaving him having to have part of his lung removed. At one stage, he was very, very seriously ill in hospital. They got on Twitter. They celebrated it. From what I saw, nobody was banned for that. Within 3 hours of this leftist expressing his will to violently attack an elected member of parliament in front of his children, nothing whatsoever had happened to his verified Twitter account, and he later deleted it himself. So that's what we're dealing with. Hateful, mob outraged leftists whipped up, ginned up by the hysterical fearmonger.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then 5 items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 60% 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Summit.News Studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Now we're going to talk about a video which was uploaded to Twitter yesterday and has received 30 million views in 24 hours on Twitter and is now being exploited to push yet more racial division in the United States. I noticed that the hashtag Black Lives Matter is trending once again. That's partly in relation to this story and one other regarding police brutality. We're going to play this video here in a second, but there's a headline out of Sky News describing part of what happened, because as we'll see, the media doesn't have both sides of the story. Headline, Sky News. Woman sorry for calling police after black man asks her to put dog on leash. The woman in the video has denied being racist and says she humbly and fully apologizes for her actions. A video of a white woman calling police after a row with a black man who asked her to put her dog on a leash has gone viral. When this clip was uploaded yesterday to Twitter, the headline was this, or the text accompanying the video, hosted by the sister of the African-American man involved in the confrontation in Central Park, said this: "Oh, when Karens take a walk with their dogs off-leash in the famous Bramble in New York's Central Park, where it's clearly posted on signs that dogs must be leashed at all times. And someone like my brother, an avid birder, politely asks her to put her dog on the leash." Now, from what you will see in this video, you will be in no doubt as to who is the villain of the piece, and it's clearly the mask-wearing Karen woman, who not only appears to be racist towards the African-American man, appears to basically try and get him swatted by the police, but also almost succeeds in strangling her own dog. And there's no doubt that she is indeed a villain, but as I'll get onto in a second, there are two villains involved in this script. Now let's go to the one-minute video of this confrontation in Central Park, New York. Here it is.
Would you please stop? Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
I'm taking pictures, calling the cops.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Excuse me? I'm sorry, I'm in the Ramble, and there is a man, African-American, who has a bicycle helmet. He's recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man. I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. And my... I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the Ramble. Please send the cops immediately. I'm in Central Park in the Ramble. I don't know.
Thank you.
So as you can see from that clip, and if you were just listening to that with the audio, by the end of the clip, she's basically almost strangling her dog to death. She's since been put on administrative leave from her financial job, and her dog has indeed been taken. And of course, if you base your judgment on only what's in that clip, you will think that there's only one villain of the piece, that she's calling the cops immediately on a whim, because she's, quote, being threatened, even though there's no evidence in the video of her being threatened. And, of course, the fact that she said, it's an African-American man, has immediately been taken as proof that she's racist and was trying to get the police involved so they could violently tackle the African-American man, because, of course, for the past month or so, we've had a resurgence of this narrative that African-American people are just being viciously attacked every time they step outside their house. In fact, I had this headline from 7th of May. LeBron James claims black people are, quote, hunted every time we step foot outside our homes. So that has been the narrative for the past month. But if you only saw the video, you could side with the person filming the video. It was his sister who later posted it to Twitter. And indeed, media reporting does exactly that. Continuing with the Sky News article, says a video of a white woman calling police after a row with a black man who asked her to put a dog on a leash has gone viral. Christian Cooper said he was bird watching in a woodland area of New York Central Park when the argument began. Mr. Cooper, a former Marvel Comics editor, filmed part of the altercation with a woman who has now been suspended from her job. She tells him to stop recording. So the entire premise of the narrative is that the woman is lying by claiming the man threatened her when all he did was ask her to put her dog on a leash. So the narrative is this mask-wearing Karen has gone completely over the top. She's racist. She's putting the man's life at risk, describing him as African-American, presumably to make him sound more scary to the police because she's this horrible racist. 30 million views on Twitter with that narrative. Turns out the guy in the clip was threatening her, but you don't get to see that part of the interaction. And my source for that is the guy himself, because he posted this to Facebook immediately after the incident. And this was tweeted by Jack Posobiec just a couple of hours ago. This is from the guy filming the video involved in the confrontation with the woman, who again has cut off the part of it to make her look like a liar in claiming that he was threatening her when he wasn't. But this is what he said on Facebook. Christian Cooper, Central Park this morning, this woman's dog is tearing through the plantings in the Ramble. Me, ma'am, dogs in the Ramble have to be on the leash at all times. The sign is right there. Her, the dog runs are closed. He needs his exercise. Me, all you have to do is take him to the other side of the drive outside the Ramble, and you can let him run off leash all you want. Her, it's too dangerous. Me, look, if you're going to do what you want, I'm going to do what I want, but you're not going to like it. Her, what's that? Me, to the dog, come here, puppy. Her, he won't come to you. Me, we'll see about that. I pull out the dog treats I carry for just such intransigence. I didn't even get a chance to toss any treats to the pooch before Karen scrambled to grab the dog. Her, don't you touch my dog. That's when I started recording the video. So again, before the recording began, this guy said to the woman, if you're going to do what you want, I'm going to do what I want, but you're not going to like it. And then he calls over the dog. Now, to any reasonable person, that is an implicit threat of harm to the woman's dog. Whether he was actually going to do anything to the dog, nobody knows. But that is a threat towards the woman's dog. If somebody came up to your dog and started threatening to do something to it, you probably wouldn't have the best reaction either. So both individuals in this clip are Karens. This mask-wearing woman who's freaking out, strangling her own dog, calling the police on the guy, trying to escalate the confrontation immediately. She's bad, and so is the guy for leaving out the recording or misrepresenting what happened by leaving out the recording before he uploaded it to Twitter. He should have described what happened in the text of the video on Twitter, but he didn't, and that completely changed the narrative of the story. And of course, people have pointed out in the aftermath, last week we had an African-American male viciously beating an elderly white man and viciously beating an elderly woman in a care home in Detroit, and it got basically 2% of the media coverage that this story out of New York is getting today, despite the fact that if you watch the video, we highlighted it on the show last week, of the African-American male beating the elderly white people, it was even more disturbing than that confrontation in Central Park. That didn't get 30 million views, the Central Park video did. That didn't get 2% of the media coverage that the Central Park incident is getting today, trending all over Twitter, even though it's been completely misrepresented. So yeah, another media hoax ginned up by hysteria as an exploitative move to, again, cause race divisions in the United States in the aftermath of course, the killing of Mr. Jogger Ahmaud Arbery just a few weeks ago, or at least when that story came to light a few weeks ago. So they completely lied about what happened in the story. Both individuals in this video are villains, but that's not how the media is reporting it. They're lying by omission. Don't go away, Summit.News. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning growing population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
I'm going to get back into some big final news stories here in a second, but of course, with many media outlets going completely bust this week and last week, it serves as a reminder that your great support continues to allow us to thrive and build here. With the InfoWars store at InfoWarsStore.com, where we continue to have big discounts on some of your favorite products, including BrainForce, the nootropic, Bodies, the whole body support supplement, TurboForce, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and many, many others. Never been more important to keep your support for this network sky high by getting the products and reading the five-star reviews, protein bars, the clothes, everything at InfoWarsStore.com. We don't get cut fat checks by George Soros, like right-wing wash and groups like that. We don't take giant advertising contracts from pharmaceutical companies like CNN and news networks like that. We solely rely on your support, and the fact that we're still here and thriving is a testament to the fact that you have had our back for this difficult time. Please continue to do so by getting the excellent products, especially in these times where having a good immune system is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we had the mask Karen in the previous segment with the incident in Central Park, which turned out to be a tale of two Karens, but the media is not going to tell you that. We had this story yesterday. Video, woman driven out of grocery store by angry mob for not wearing a mask. Yes, the high priest class of mask wearers strikes again. Video footage out of Staten Island shows a woman being driven out of a grocery store by an angry mob because she's not wearing a mask. The clip shows the woman surrounded by other shoppers as they yell and cuss at her. Get the F out of here. Get out, the crowd screams at the woman while pointing towards the exit. And if you read the comments below this video on Twitter, most of them supported the angry mob. So once again, this mask, which at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, they said, don't wear a mask because it doesn't do anything and you're depriving doctors and nurses of PPE. So people who wear masks are bad, they're evil. Now they're saying if you don't wear a mask, that means you're evil because you're not a good little obedient slave. So now they're literally hounding people out of grocery stores in New York, having formed into giant mobs. Maybe they should ask to be paid for it, because that's what's about to happen in Italy. Headline, Italian government wants unemployed to become social distancing snitches. The Italian government announced intention Sunday to create an army of social distancing snitches, saying it will recruit 60,000 Karens to monitor their friends and neighbors' activities and make sure they are adhering to social distancing policies. Reports indicate the government will reach out especially to the unemployed for the roles, in particular those who have applied for benefits recently. So again, just as in the United States, mass unemployment caused by the lockdown, then they fill in the gaps by creating tens of thousands of Stasi-like spies for the state who will snitch on you, who will grass you up if you don't properly engage in social distancing. Which, of course, you look at many of the studies, proves that the lockdown, that social distancing didn't really have an effect on coronavirus deaths. But that doesn't matter, because this is very lucrative for Big Brother. It wants people to become civic assistants who will report infractions on the use of face masks and other state-ordered rules in the wake of the coronavirus lockdown. The informants will not be given uniforms or badges and will simply be embedded within the population, meaning anyone could be a government snitch. Just like in East Germany, it could be your friend, it could be your neighbor. Meanwhile, IKEA to employ social distancing wardens to patrol shoppers. This is in the UK. IKEA is set to employ social distance wardens who tell people how to behave in stores as a whole new jobs market for Karens is created. Swedish furniture giant announced today that it would open 19 of its stores across the UK on June 1st. However, families hoping to make a day of visiting the store can forget about it. Only one adult and one child per household is allowed. So again, they're exploiting these stupid social distancing rules to ensure families can't have days out. Then it says other measures to ensure safer trading during the coronavirus outbreak include social distance wardens to help shoppers navigate a new one-way system. So again, get ready for ethnic minority minimum wage slaves imported as cheap labor to bark orders at you and your family as you shop. Can't wait. Meanwhile, psychiatrists wrote 86% more prescriptions for psychotropic drugs during lockdown months. Again, this gets to the heart of this massive mental health problem that we won't feel the full effects for years to come. Psychiatrists wrote 86% more prescriptions for psychotropic drugs, including antidepressants, during the lockdown months of March and April compared to January and February. Prescriptions for anti-anxiety medications and sleep aids have risen during the pandemic, reports the Wall Street Journal. So big hike in prescriptions of antidepressants, which of course have a number of side effects which aren't necessarily great, but again it illustrates how this has been terrible for people's mental health. And on that very subject, California hospital records more suicides than coronavirus deaths during lockdown. This is John Muir Medical Center in Walnut Creek, California. Doctors say they've recorded more deaths from suicide than coronavirus, with a year's worth of suicides and suicide attempts being recorded in a four-week period. All the nurses and doctors at this hospital are trying to blow the whistle, calling for the lockdown to be fully lifted because more people have died from suicide than coronavirus itself. And related to that, there's another headline here which I just put up on Summit News a couple of hours ago. Study: lockdown will destroy at least seven times more years of human life than it saves. Once again, the lockdown claiming more lives than all the social distancing, the coronavirus, the social distancing causing more deaths than the coronavirus itself. Then what was the point? The study has found that the stay-at-home lockdown order in the United States will, quote, destroy at least seven times more years of human life than it saves, and that this number is likely to be more than 90 times greater. Why? Well, because of debilitating stress, anxiety, job losses, untreated illnesses. Remember, I've talked about this many times. The professor of cancer at King's College is predicting at least 50,000 cancer deaths in the UK. Cancer deaths alone, excess cancer deaths, because people were unable to get treatment. That's more deaths than people have died from coronavirus in the UK so far. And that's not even including the 1.4 million global tuberculosis deaths that experts say are now going to happen again because people couldn't get treatment because the hospitals were all devoted to coronavirus. We couldn't overwhelm the hospitals while all the nurses were dancing on TikTok because that's very important. Meanwhile, in Sweden, we talked about this last week, but there's been a development. Father of Swedish man killed by migrant forced by media to defend his dead son from Nazi smears. So we had the initial story, which was a Swedish man who was killed by a Sudanese migrant while trying to prevent a woman being raped. And now his father is being harassed by the media. They're not asking questions about Sweden has a why Sweden has a massive problem with violent crime, why Sweden has a massive problem with rape. No, they're going to the house of the father of the victim who was murdered by the migrant to ask him, was your son a Nazi? As we previously highlighted, Tommy Lind was stabbed to death while trying to stop the assault after a group of migrants crashed a house party in Härnösand uninvited. After killing Lind, the migrant continued to rape the woman. He was later named as 22-year-old Abu Bakr Mohammed, a Sudanese migrant who was granted Swedish citizenship in 2011 and had a long criminal record, including a 2015 conviction of raping a girl under the age of 15. Why on earth was he out on the streets when he'd been convicted of raping a girl less than 5 years ago? Following the murder, a right-wing group staged a protest in Härnösand, and of course, the media was more outraged about that, how dare they, against the killing. But the demonstrators were immediately smeared as Nazis by the media. But that wasn't enough. Swedish public broadcaster SVT, which dutifully amplified the Nazi narrative, then paid a visit to the home of Lind's father after he'd been stabbed to death by a migrant for trying to stop a woman being raped, where his father was forced to defend his dead son against accusations he was racist. As the article makes clear, the father was grilled about why his son had a shaved head, as he insisted Lind was not a Nazi, but may have had friends who sympathized with the Nordic Resistance Movement, the group that staged the protest. So they were more interested in the victim's political leanings than reporting on the fact that he was killed by a migrant while trying to stop a woman being raped. Is it any surprise that parties like the one Lind, the victim, supported, Alternative for Sweden, and Sweden Democrats, which is the other populist party, are doing better and better in Sweden, which of course has been become notorious for its rampant problems with violent crime as a result of mass immigration. Going to wrap it up, coming up, War Room with Owen Schroyer, Infowars.com. Don't go.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.